This one goes around. You jump on it. It goes around. No. Ever heard of flying, Jenny?
No.
Okay. This is another kind of homemade playground sort of thing that is loads of fun. I didn't know what you called it when my daddy used to make it for me. But you take a plank. It has to be pretty sturdy, sturdy enough to hold a kid. And you lay it, you anchor it, fix it so it won't slide off at both ends. Mm-hmm. And then the kids get in the middle, and you jump up the end. It's just, you know, like that. You jump, and when it starts to bend one way, you turn it over and jump up.
I don't know about that.
Ever have a javelin board?
Yeah.
You missed that.
Okay.
If the children were on the seesaw, what would you say they were doing?
Seesawing.
Okay. Would you ever call that a teeter board?
No.
Okay. What would you call the thing that you carry coal in?
Bucket.
Have you ever seen a special thing for carrying coal that, isn't just straight up all the way around like a bucket is, and has a kind of a spout at one end, so you can pour it?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the name of
it. Ever heard of a coal scuttle?
No.
Okay. How about a coal hod?
No.
Okay. What do you call this little thing that you might have in the yard to carry bricks or heavy things? It has a wheel.
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. Supposed to have two wheels in front. And it was bigger than a regular wheelbarrow. You pushed it.
I don't know.
Ever heard of a Georgia buggy?
No.
Mm-hmm. What would you sharpen a scythe on? Or a knife?
Rock whip.
Okay. How big is it? Big enough to carry with you?
Yes.
All right. What about a great big one that you have, you know, on a stand and a handle and you turn it around?
I don't know what those call.
Okay. What do you call the vehicle that I brought you over here in?
Car.
Okay. What, you know an old-fashioned term for that? When it first came in? If something was squeaking, you'd have to lubricate it, and instead of using oil, you might use...
Instead of using oil?
You need something heavier. What do you call what you have after you fry bacon?
Grease.
Okay. Getting back to the thing that's squeaking, you'd have to...
Grease it.
Okay. And you'd say, yesterday I...
Grease.
Okay. Now, if you were cooking bacon and the grease got all over your hands, you'd say they were all...
Greasy.
Okay. And something that you use to lubricate that's not as heavy as grease.
Oil.
Okay. What do you call... the stuff that people used to use all the time to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. You know another name you might call it?
No.
Ever heard of coal?
Yeah.
Does that mean the same thing?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. Now, suppose all the lights went out, electricity was gone, you didn't have enough kerosene lamps or candles, so what people might make with, say, a rag and an old bottle and some kerosene, just for a temporary light. Well, what would you call it?
I don't know that.
Okay. This is something you've probably seen in movies, like when you watch monster movies, like, and put,